Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today is April 2nd, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. EPA's Phase 3 greenhouse gas emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles are set to take effect for model year 2027. We speak with DHL US CEO Greg Hewitt to discuss how trucking can prepare for the coming changes. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns138. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. House transportation leaders touted a Texas federal judge's recent decision to strike down a Federal Highway Administration rule about emissions targets. Judge James Wesley Hendricks of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas indicated March 27th that FHWA lacked Congress's authorization to issue its climate change-centric requirement for state departments of transportation rule about emissions targets. Under the rule, FHWA sought to require state DOTs and metropolitan planning organizations to establish declining carbon dioxide targets. Small trucking company owners may find themselves among the limited liability company proprietors facing penalties if they fail to report information required by the Treasury Department. A new law that took effect January 1st requires LLCs to submit paperwork called Beneficial Ownership Information Reports. LLC owners who do business in the United States now must report information about the people who ultimately own or control them, as mandated by the Corporate Transparency Act, enacted in 2021. Failure to do so could result in fines or imprisonment. It was roughly 4 years ago when the outbreak of COVID-19 disrupted daily life and business operations in countless ways. While the logistics challenges and inventory shortages caused by the pandemic have since faded, that time of upheaval has brought lasting changes to supply chain management. Read more in our weekly feature at ttnews.com. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.